in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the MAC Girls regular season finale tonight. We're live just outside of New Berlin at Unadilla Valley Central School. It's the Lady Storm hosting Afton tonight here on WCDO, and want to welcome you into our Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Well, it should be a great one here tonight between UV and Afton as both these teams prepare for the upcoming MAC playoffs that will start on Monday. Of course, that's when the semifinals and the rest of the mini-MAC tournaments will be happening. That all starts on Monday. The boys will be on Tuesday. I think a good chance tonight to go over all the seeds and everything that will be happening next week will be during our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. So if you stay tuned during the broadcast, I'll talk about all that as a halftime break, let you know everything that's going on. It's been an eventful couple of days. Those snow days a while back where there was, you know, two or three days in a row without any games really put a damper on the schedule. So a lot of teams have had to make up a lot in a short amount of time. And so to get into the playoffs and figure out all the seeds, it's been very, very interesting for all the athletic directors. Kudos to all of them, the league representatives, league presidents. They've had to fit this all in a short amount of time, so congratulations to them for getting that done, and hopefully everything holds, you know, for next week. I know the weather looks a little iffy for Tuesday for some of the boys' playoffs, but we'll hope that everybody can get those in, as the MAC Championship, believe it or not, is next Friday down at Binghamton University at the Event Center. So a week from now, at 6 and 8 o'clock, we'll be down at BU at the Event Center setting up for that contest. So that should be a lot of fun, and very interested to see who gets there. Tomorrow, just want to remind you, we'll be over in Hartwick College, at Hartwick College in Oneonta. It will be the Boys and Girls Tri-Valley Championships. The boys play at 5 o'clock, that's Edmiston against Morris, and then the girls play at 7, that's Franklin against Morris. So two really good games, should be a great day, $5 to get in the door, $3 for senior citizens. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, get out of the cold weather, go. It's going to be two really good games, especially the boys game, I think. Edmiston and Morris are two teams that like to run the floor, get up and down. So it's really going to be great. All right, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a break. UV girls hosting Afton in the girls' MAC finale tonight for the regular season. We'll be back on CDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Afton girls at Unadilla Valley tonight for the MAC regular season finale. Set to be a good one. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll tip it off between the Crimson Knights and the Storm. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Time now for our starting lineup tonight. The Aspen girls visiting Unadilla Valley on a chilly and windy Friday night here around CDO territory. So the Aspen girls and head coach Lacey Stanton. They have sophomore number 11 Olivia Harris-Morris, senior number 13 Samantha Scholier. They have senior number 15 Casey East, sophomore number 23 Amanda Spooner, and the senior number 35 Michaela Mills. On the other side for UV and head coach Brandy Whitbeck, they have sophomore number 1 Sophie Off, junior number 2 Kylie George, senior number 13 Shelby Mead, junior number 15 Megan White, and senior number 20 Kirsten White. So UV is in the home white uniforms with the purple and the black trims. There's Lady Storm and that purple lettering across the front of the uniform. And Afton is in the road red uniforms, the white and the black trim says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform. So both teams finishing up their starting lineups here as one of the final home games of the year for these two teams. And again, we'll talk about playoff seeds and where they'll be playing next week during our halftime break, and try to keep you updated on the Delaware League tonight as well. Their boys and girls are having their semifinals tonight, as well as some of their other playoffs, their little mini tournaments. So we'll keep you updated on that. And just one other note to pass along, a big congratulations to two local bowling teams, as bowling had their sectional meets tonight. The Sydney boys are the Class C sectional champs, and the Hancock boys are the Class D sectional champs for bowling. So congratulations to them. And if you want to check out all the bowling, the wrestling, the basketball updates this weekend, just go to WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as well as everything else right there on WCDOsports.com, is brought to you by SFCU. Or you can follow me right on Twitter at Nate Lull, NateLull, and we'll keep you up to date on everything we can, including this one here tonight, the Afton girls taking on UV. UV will go left to right, start things off here as we get ready for the opening tip, and Afton will go right to left. This will be Sam Scholier jumping it up against Shelby Mead. Scholier for Afton, Mead for UV. And the opening tip will go to the Crimson Knights. Ball tipped out of bounds immediately, though, and will be going to Afton. Just 5 seconds in, ball was tipped down the right side of the floor, and Olivia Harris-Morris couldn't catch up in time. And UV will get it back. So our opening possession of the night goes to UV. They find Megan White on the far side. Again, UV going left to right. Here is Sophie Off trying to go to the high post. No, back to White. White here for Sophie Off. Pull-up jumper from about 20 feet is good for Off. Opening 2 points of the night. She was just inside the line. So a 2-0 lead for UV over Afton. We're 30 seconds in. Afton will bring the ball back up the floor. They'll look to work it around to the right side for Casey East. Back out for Harris-Morris. 15 on the shot clock. Interior pass for Sam Scholier. on the right low block, tried to pass it across. It was tipped around, stolen away by Meade, and they'll go to Megan White, who will work it up the floor with 1 minute gone here in the opening period. White finds her sister, and she can't get it down low, but the rebound here is for Kylie George. Her shot comes up short, and now a rebound here for Afton. Outlet pass here from Scholier to Olivia Harris-Morris and back across midcourt. And into the corner now, looking for Casey East on the baseline. Back out for Mills. Mills left side, 10 on the shot clock, back for East. Pull up long three, left side no good. Rebound for Shelby Meade, and she's looking to run. Meade, left side of the floor, wants to take it to the hole, and it just won't go down, but she is fouled with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. So Shelby Meade will step to the line, and she'll be shooting two. Big part of the UV girls soccer program here, and they'll certainly miss her next year. As, UV's just had a nice run in the girls soccer program last couple of years, getting to the MAC championship last year and winning it, and falling this year to Unitigo in a tight game. Meade gets the first shot to go, so it's a 3-0 lead for UV. Second shot coming for Meade, rattles in. So the iron is kind there to UV, and the Storm take a 4-0 lead, 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Afton is in the backcourt. They'll go to Mills on the left side of the floor trying to break the press, and she'll just get across the half-court timeline. Stopped right on the line, though, and then throws it away as she tried to skip across the top of the zone, flies out of bounds. And we'll go back to UV with 6:20 to go first quarter and an early 4-0 lead here for the Storm at home against the Afton Crimson Knights. So here is Kylie George, top of the key. Tries to pass down low for Shelby Meade. Knocked out of there. Afton looking to steal. Last touch there by Scholier, out of bounds. And so 6:15 to go first quarter. 4-0 lead for UV over Afton. The girls' regular season finale here tonight in the MAC. Here's Sophie off with a left side three ball. Got it. So she hits her first two shots of the night. And it's a 7-0 lead for UV over Afton. They've come out shooting the ball well here tonight. And now a steal by the Lady Storm. Here's Kylie George ahead now for Shelby Meade. Into the paint. Meade off the glass here with a right-handed layup. It won't go down. Rebound for Amanda Spooner. Looks to dribble out of trouble for Afton with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Harris Morris in the backcourt, and she'll be fouled there by Megan White. Again, with 5:40 to go first quarter. Nice move there by Harris Morris. White goes for the reach-in and gets her. So that's first foul on Megan White, first on UV as a team. Both teams with one foul apiece at the moment. 5:35 to go first quarter. UV leading Afton 7-0 here tonight on WCDO. Back up near midcourt. Here is Scholier for Afton as they go right to left. Try to the interior pass there that was stolen away by Megan White. Numbers if they hurry, and White's going to take it the entire way herself and lay it up and in. So Megan White scores, and UV has jumped out to a 9-0 lead on Afton with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Timeout taken by the Crimson Knights. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Fast start here tonight for the UV girls. They've jumped out to a 9-0 lead here on their home floor against visiting Afton with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Another steal by UV. They go to Kylie George. Pump fakes, goes up and under, tries to lay it off the glass, and it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, it's like a hot potato. Somehow finds its way back to George. She puts it up again, and it won't go. This time ricocheted out of bounds, and it'll stay with UV. So two-point blank looks, but UV couldn't put it home. So 3 minutes gone in the first quarter. The Lady Storm have jumped out to a 9-0 lead, thanks in part to 5 points from the sophomore Sophie Off. So UV waiting to inbound here with Kylie George on the baseline. UV's in the home whites with the purple and the black trim. Afton's in the red with the white and black trim tonight. UV will get it in. Right side baseline jumper for Kylie George is good. Kylie George makes UV an 11-0 favorite right now with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Back up to midcourt, stolen away by Megan White left side. White will look to take it down the floor, and she's fouled on a reach-in with 4:45 to go first quarter. So, boy, this press, a lot of half-court traps at the moment. Afton struggling with it. UV doing a good job. It's resulted in some nice breakaway opportunities. After the foul, UV will get it in on the baseline. They go to Sophie off left side corner for three. Nailed it. She's got 8 points, 2 for 2 so far from downtown, and UV leads 14-0 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Left side for Olivia Harris-Morris. Her three ball is short. Skims the side of the rim. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it back to UV with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. A 14-0 lead here for UV over Afton. So Afton just trying to settle in and find their way, and they'll need to stop here on defense as UV has come out red hot shooting the basketball tonight. Here is Kylie George, bounce pass to Shelby Meade on the right side, into the corner for off, down low for Kirsten White. Turned around, little up and under, no good, but Shelby Meade is there for the rebound, missed it, gets it back, but Afton somehow will rip it away and try a long outlet pass to the near side, but stolen back here by UV. George tries to feed it down low for Meade, pass was a bullet out of bounds, Meade wasn't ready for it. And it'll go back to Afton with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. You know, this is the UV team that we've seen flashes of from time to time this year, and they're loaded with guards, lots of talent. Just hasn't always come together for them this year, like they were hoping. But hey, still a good amount of season left ahead. If you get through the rest of the MAC mini tournament and into sectionals, this is a team that I probably wouldn't want to see if maybe I was a higher seed, because they do have the ability to play very, very good basketball. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Another turnover by Afton has given it back to UV. Here's Megan White finding Sophie off at the top of the key. Reversing over to the right side. Now back to the left for Megan White. Baseline jumper rattles in and out. Rebound here for Kirsten White. She puts it up. Shelby Meade with the opportunity now off the miss there from White. Won't go down. Ball still hot potatoing around in the paint. And Megan White came up with it, tripped, and was on the floor and is whistled for a travel. So 3:35 to go, first quarter. 14-0 lead here for UV on top of Afton. And Afton will get it back after that traveling violation there by Megan White. And the pressure still comes here from UV. Punched out of bounds off the leg, actually, there of Kylie George. And just really, Afton is going to have to find a way to break this press with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. They flash someone middle. And here is Casey East. East will get across midcourt in the Storm logo there. Now for Harris-Morris, skips across to the right wing side, looking for Mallory Carmen, who's fresh into the game. That one's ripped away, though, by White. The defense has been relentless here for UV. Here's Kylie George, across for Sophie Off. The layup is up and good. So Sophie Off is into double figures, and it's a 16-0 lead for UV over Afton. On the baseline, a pull-up jumper from East is off the mark. Meade with another rebound, outlet pass, and UV is looking to run. Here is George, wants to take it to the rim, off the glass, won't go, too strong, ball knocked out of bounds, it'll stay with UV. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Appreciate you listening in tonight here on WCDO, also online, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and a big thank you, as always, to Butler Auto. They are our sponsor for our tip-off show tonight. Here is Kylie George on the inbounds, finds Shelby Meade, puts it up and in. So Meade has 4 points off the good look there from Kylie George. It's an 18-0 lead for UV over Afton. Crimson Knights trying to settle in on offense with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Pass now for Afton to the far side for Sofiana Gove. Gove reverses right side for Casey East. Down and low for Olivia Harris-Morris. Her shot is short. Hits off the glass, the side of the rim, and then a rebound for UV's Kylie George. George across midcourt. Finds Sophie off, pull-up jumper, won't go. And a rebound here for Afton on the far side. In the backcourt, Crimson Knights trying to get away from this pressure. They'll pass to the far side for Gove, and we'll have a traveling violation on Gove, which will give the ball back to UV. With 2:05 to go in the first quarter, an 18-0 lead for UV over Afton. So UV will get it in at midcourt and set up the offense. Again, they're led by 10 points from the sophomore Sophie Off and 4 from the senior Shelby Meade so far. Here's Kylie George, who's had a bunch of good nights this season. And the junior has had a strong season. As she tries to make a spin move here, she's going to step out of bounds on the baseline. And it'll go back to Afton. Kirsten White will head to the bench. And checking in will be Keona Courtright here for UV. Afton also going to the bench. Carmen will come back in. Harris Morris to the bench. So 1:55 to go, first quarter. 18-0 lead for UV over Afton. Across midcourt here is Gove. Gove will lob one to the far side, looking for Sam Scholier. Scholier back out for Carmen. Dials up a three. It's a little too strong, and a rebound for Megan White. White up the left side of the floor. Puts on the brakes at the foul line. Passes one out for Kylie George on the left side. George wants to try to take it to the rim. Dishes back out right side for White. Pull-up jumper. Rattles around but won't go down. And she'll head to the line with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. So, again, an 18-0 lead for UV. Probably the best I've seen them shoot in any of the contests I've seen them in so far this year. And so Megan White, the junior, already with 2 points, will step in to shoot two for the Storm. First shot for the lefty. White is up and good. So she has 3 points. And the second shot coming here for White as UV leads 19-0 with 1.5 to go in this first quarter. Second shot for White. Rattles in and out. Rebound here for Sam Scholier. She's doing a nice job on the glass so far tonight for the Crimson Knights. A pass down low. A little reverse shot up and under from Gove. Won't go. Good look there from Casey East. They just couldn't finish. 1:15 to go, first quarter. UV's gone to the bench once again as Kayla Christian comes in. Christian finds Meade down low. She'll dribble out to the left elbow. Pull-up jumper for Meade is off the mark. Off, can't get to the rebound, but it was last touched there by Casey East, who was jockeying for position. So it'll stay with UV with about a minute to go in the first quarter. Megan White will inbound on the baseline. White looking for options, gets it into Christian. Christian will skip it to Sophie Off. Pump fakes, gets around her defender, plays it off the glass, up and in. Sophie Off now with 12 points, and it's a 21-0 lead for UV over Afton with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Left side now for Afton. They'll fire up a three ball, and it's good. Three ball for Casey East. Nothing but net there, and it's 21-3 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Right side now for Kayla Christian, trying to go to the interior. We'll pump it down low for Courtright. Back out for Christian. Pull-up jumper off the back of the rim. Shelby Meade's there for a rebound. Left side is good. So Meade fighting for position, gets it to go, and it's 23-3 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back to the top of the key. Now Sofiana Gove will pass it to the far side. Nobody was home there. Scholier was going to the corner but couldn't get there in time. And the ball will go back to the Lady Storm with 12.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. White will let it roll, picks it up, and dribbles across the Storm logo at midcourt. Let's see what UV can dial up here. Down to 5 seconds left. White steps in for a jumper. It's too strong. Rebound for Afton. We'll see if they can get a shot off at midcourt, but they'll run out of time. End of the first quarter. The UV girls leading 23-3 over Afton. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And hey, welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as we get started in the second quarter. We're live at Unadilla Valley tonight. Always a big thank you to UV when they have us up. And the UV girls currently with a 23-3 lead over Afton as we start the second quarter. UV with the ball. They go to Sophie Off left side. Off will find Kayla Christian at the top of the key. Back for Off. Steps in for a long two. Got it. She is on fire tonight. The sophomore Sophie Off is not off. She's on tonight. And it's 25-3. She's got 14 points. Afton back the other way. A long three opportunity for Mallory Carmen is too strong. Rebound here for Afton. And back to the top of the key for Casey East. Nice crossover move. Gets into the paint and banks one in. Casey East with 5 points. And it's 25-5. UV is on top after that bucket there from Afton's Casey East. 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Here is Christian. Goes inside now for Shelby Mead. A turnaround shot is too strong. Mead gets her own rebound. That won't go. Rebound here again for UV for Keona Courtright. Shot wouldn't go down, but she's fouled and she'll head to the line here. The very tall freshman. They don't have the heights listed here in the program tonight, but I would say, you know, for a freshman, she's probably 5'9", 5'10", right up there. So a future might be bright here for Courtright. First shot for her is short. Hits off the front of the rim. It won't go. Harris Morris will check back in for the Crimson Knights, and heading to the bench will be McKaylee Huffman. So 6:55 to go in the second quarter. UV leads 25-5 over Afton tonight. We're up at Unadilla Valley again, right outside of New Berlin tonight on WCDO, as the second shot from Courtright won't go down. Back up to the top of the key for Christian and into the safe hands of the junior guard, Megan White. With 6:45 to go, second quarter. Again, the Storm leading the Knights 25-5. They'll go to the high post for Courtright. Pull-up jumper again. Just didn't have enough mustard on that one. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Harris Morris. Through traffic, a long high pass for Mallory Carmen is through her hands and out of bounds. So it goes back to UV. With 6.5 to go in the second quarter, 25-5 is the score. UV leading Afton in the second quarter. Here's Megan White. Nice crossover. Gets down low on the left side. Has to push one back out, but a traveling violation here on UV's Claire Converse. She hit the jumper from the foul line, but shuffled her feet. So possession will go back to Afton with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. 25-5 still the score. The Storm leading the Knights tonight on WCDO. Back to the top of the key now for Casey East. East with all 5 points so far tonight for Afton. They'll work it to the interior for Jordan Nichols. Nichols gets tied up and back out for East. 10 on the shot clock here for Afton. East with a pull-up jumper. She's fouled from the left elbow. That was Kayla Christian that got her on the wrist. And so East will head to the line again with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. This will be the senior Casey East stepping to the charity stripe here for Afton. East had a very nice field hockey season for the Crimson Knights. Her first shot won't go here, of course. Afton won the Section 4 Class B title, went on, won the state regional against Section 3, and then fell in the state Final Four. So it was a great year for Afton field hockey. East was a big part of it. As she makes her second shot here, she's got all 6 of Afton's points as UV leads 25-6. Yeah, it was just a great year for Afton field hockey. Christian with a step back long two here on the right wing side is good. Kayla Christian with her foot on the line makes it 27-6. East right back down the floor left side in transition, saw an open jumper, took it and missed it, and a rebound goes to Megan White, but she'll travel. With 5:40 to go in the second quarter, ball goes back to Afton as they trail 27-6. So both teams getting a good opportunity tonight to get some different personnel in this regular season finale between UV and Afton. They'll go to the high post for Harris Morris. On the baseline, try an interior pass. It's broken up. UV with another steal. And they'll look to get across midcourt. They do. Megan White finds Kayla Christian. It's blocked. Out of bounds. Christian got her own rebound, but her tippy toes were on that baseline. And so possession will go back to Afton. White will go to the bench, and Kylie George checks back in. Again, with 5:25 to go, second quarter. Our score, UV girls leading Afton 27-6. Afton is across midcourt. This is Casey East. East will pass one over to the right side for Jordan Nichols for a long two, and she dials it in. It's 27-8 with 5:11 to go in the second quarter. Long jumper there from Jordan Nichols, and she's able to hit it. With 5:10 to go in the second quarter, it's 27-8, And UV will get across midcourt. So Afton finding their way a little bit here on offense after a slow start. UV will pass it down low for Claire Courtright. Turnaround shot, Kiana Courtright. It won't go down. Afton will pick it back up. They get to midcourt. Ball is loose. Picked back up by Kayla Christian. Christian left side finds Kylie George. A give and go right back to Christian. Tipped out of bounds, though. Good defense by Harris Morris. And with 4:45 to go in the second quarter, ball out of bounds. It will stay with UV. Make sure you stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break down the upcoming MAC playoffs as well as let you know what's going on tonight in the Delaware League playoffs. And it's a busy Friday night, as usual, and a busy day tomorrow as well with the Tri-Valley Championships going on over at Hartwick College. We'll break down that as well. UV gets the basketball, and now they'll travel right at the top of the key. That was Melinda Keach. Shuffled a little bit as she moved that pivot foot, and it goes back to Afton with, again, 4.5 to go second quarter. And Unadilla Valley leading a 27-8 here in this girls' MAC contest tonight live from UV. Right side of the floor now for Afton. This is Mallory Carmen. Pull-up jumper is too strong. Rebound for Keach. She shot out of a cannon back down the floor right side. Really took off after grabbing that rebound. Inside for Courtright. Her shot won't go. And a rebound loose on the far side is picked up by UV. Pull-up jumper is good. So she gathered up the rebound. That was Kayla Christian and put it in. And it's 29-8 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. So Afton in the backcourt will bring it up. Long pass to Jordan Nichols, tries a shot. It's blocked out of bounds there by Melinda Keach. And Afton will hold on to possession with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Michaela Mills will try a lob inbounds pass. It was stolen away by Kylie George. She goes coast to coast for a wide open layup, and she puts it in. So Kylie George now with 4 points. And it's 31-8. UV on top of Afton with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Spooner. Spooner gets across midcourt to the right side. Interior pass here for Afton for Scholier. On the right low block, back out for Harris Morris. Pull-up jumper, got it. Harris Morris with a big bucket. It makes it 31-11. Rattled in that three ball from the right side. Good look. Back across midcourt, UV going left to right with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Again, UV leading 31-11. Here is Keach. Keach is down low, works one back out for Converse. Now to Kylie George, pump fakes. And back up to the top of the key now for Kayla Christian. For Keach, left side for three, tried to bank it. Bank is closed at the moment. And a rebound for Harris Morris. So Harris Morris will get across midcourt with 2:55 to go second quarter. Morris picks up her dribble, goes far side for Amanda Spooner. Spooner will feed one back for Michaela Mills. Crossover. On to the left side corner, down to the high post. Good look for Sam Scholier. It just won't fall. Kind of was at a tough angle, and the ball is stripped away and goes back to UV. And a foul on Afton as they bring it back down the floor. As Kayla Christian tried to take it to the rim, a block by Michaela Mills. 2:35 to go, second quarter. 31-11 the score. I'm sure in a couple of weeks, hard to believe, spring sports will be starting, and be excited to see both UV and, of course, Afton on the softball field in a few weeks. Afton, one of the most storied programs around in terms of softball. If I'm remembering correctly off the top of my head, 7 state championships in softball for Afton. So deposits slowly catching up. I shouldn't say slowly. They've won a whole bunch recently, but it is hard to compete with such a great program like Afton, just year after year, always a good program. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Some missed foul shots for UV. Gives it back to Afton. Here's Spooner, and she will pump fake and travel with that one, so the ball goes back to UV. So 2:25 to go, second quarter. 31-11. Is the score. I know I have that in my notes, so I will check that at halftime as well. As, 7 state championships in softball for Afton. Of course, Coach Cindy Bosselman, she's here tonight, athletic director for Afton across midcourt watching tonight, here to support her girls. 2:10 to go, second quarter. UV with the basketball leading 31-11. Ball is bouncing around in the paint. UV will come up with it They try an interior pass looking for Claire Converse, and it was knocked away. UV will somehow track it back down to midcourt and hold on. 14 points so far for Sophie Off. That's a game high as UV will take it into the paint. Here is Kirsten White into the corner now for Keach, but she'll travel. Try to pump fake there and shuffled her feet. The ball goes back to Hafton with 1:45 to go before the halftime break. Harris Morris will walk her way across midcourt. We'll find Spooner on the right side. Spooner steps back for a long two. UV got a piece of that one. I believe it was White who was there to get a fingertip on it. UV holds on to possession, though. Coming up, or Afton, I should say, holds on to possession with 10 on the shot clock. They work it to the far side now for Mills. Back up Harris Morris. We'll see if she's aware. 5 on the shot clock. Into the corner, down to 3. Spooner is going to have to try to fire one up, but no, we'll have a shot clock violation as she couldn't get it off in time. With a minute 18 to go before the halftime break. 31-11 the score. Sub coming in. Gove will come in, and Jordan Nichols will head to the bench. Nichols also a member of that very good Afton field hockey team. Again, went to the state Final Four this past fall. UV with the basketball. They'll find Keach on the right side. Takes it down low. The kiss off the glass is good for Melinda Keach. So 6 players have scored so far in this first half for UV. The UV girls lead Afton 33-11 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Olivia Harris-Morris to the high post. A little give and go, works it back out. Harris-Morris for 3, it won't go down. Rebound is scooped back up by Gove. They go to Harris-Morris, and she'll bank one in. Harris-Morris now with 5 points. So you have East with 6, Harris-Morris with 5 for Afton. And it's 33-13. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Sophie Off with a running jumper. Too much mustard on that one and a rebound for Afton. Back up the floor for Gove. Trying to make things happen here for ACK. They'll work it to the high post. Intercepted, though. Gove tried to feed it into the high post, and Claire Converse said no. But a steal right back. This one by Olivia Harris-Moore. She's done a good job defensively. 10 seconds left. Shot clock is off. 33-13. UV on top right before the halftime break. Here's Gove with a running jumper in the lane. She gets it to go, and that'll do it for the first half with the score. UV 33, Afton 15, and girls MAC action. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here tonight from Unadilla Valley. I'm Nate Lull. It's the halftime break. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Marabito. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here at UV is the UV girls leading Afton 33-15. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for UV, 14 points from sophomore Sophie Off. She came out and really was just shooting the ball very, very well. Let's see, two three-pointers as part of that 14 points. 6 points for Shelby Mead, and then very balanced scoring across the board. Kylie George with 4, Kayla Christian with 4, Megan White with 3, Melinda Keach with 2 for UV. On the other side for Afton, a team high 6 points from Casey East, 5 from Olivia Harris-Morris, and then 2 apiece from Jordan Nichols and Sofiana Gove. You know, UV came out shooting the ball red hot. Afton, I thought, was just trying to get into the flow a little bit, and just that full court pressure from UV was a lot to handle. Afton's also played a bunch of games right in a row. They've had to squeeze in a lot of makeup games. We were talking about that during the pregame, that, you know, everything is really hard right now because of the weather last week, so a lot of teams are just fitting in games left and right. So that's, I'm sure this Afton team is definitely a little tired as well. Tomorrow, just want to remind you, the Tri-Valley Championships over at Hartwick will have both games on the air. 5 o'clock, Morris Boys taking on Edmiston. If you like up and down the floor fast break basketball, go check that game out, folks. And then at 7, the Morris girls taking on Franklin in a rematch of a really good game from a year ago. So I'm sure both teams will be hungry for that. And then on Monday, we will have the MAC semifinals, coming up on Monday. So that's going to be a fun week ahead. Make sure you check out WCDOsports.com. We'll have all of our schedule on there. But here are the girls' seeds for Monday's MAC semifinals. 4, Walton is at 1, BG. 3, Delhi is at 2, Unitego. So those are the teams that have a chance to make it to the championship game next Friday. It'll be 8, UV at 5, Deposit Hancock. 7, Oxford is at 6, Green. 11, Afton is at 9, Harpersville. All those games on Monday are at 7:15. Here's the boys on Tuesday. 4, Walton is at 1, Delhi. 3, UV is at 2, Green. 6, Sydney is at 5, Oxford. And 10, Deposit Hancock is at 8, BG. All those games are at 7:15. So that's the MAC semifinals coming up on Monday and Tuesday of next week. So it'll be an exciting time. And there's some non-league games sprinkled in there as well. And the MAC championship will be next Friday down at the Event Center at Binghamton University. So set to be a really fun week ahead of basketball. And then, of course, after that, will be sectionals. The sectional seeding meeting is next Wednesday, the 13th. We'll have the brackets, you know, late next week, and pretty much after the MAC championship is over, the next week is game on. Sectionals begin on the 19th and the 20th. So it's going to be a busy time of year, and it's win and a move on or lose and go home. Can't believe it's that time of year already. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can call for more details at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a break. Our halftime score, UV Girls leading Afton 33-15. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo in our Main Street Sydney studios. He's our in-game producer. He'll be on the board tomorrow as well. As I said, we're doing the Tri-Valley Championships over at Hartwick College. Great setup there. I have a great view at Hartwick, kind of up off the floor a little bit in a little crow's nest press box. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Boys are at 5 o'clock, Edmiston and Morris. Girls are at 7, Morris and Franklin. Two really good games. The boys' game should be up and down, very fast-paced. A lot of very good guards that can shoot. Girls' game is a rematch of last year where Franklin had a big lead at halftime. Morris came back to win. So you know Franklin's hungry for revenge. That's going to be a great game. Our score here as we start the third quarter, UV girls leading Afton 33-15 in a regular season finale before the MAC playoffs begin next week. UV will have the ball. They'll go right to left. They're in the home white uniforms, the black and the purple trim. Afton is in the red with the black and white trim as well. So we're back underway. Olivia Harris-Morris, who's played some very good defense tonight, punches that one out of bounds as UV was trying to set up on offense. And so UV will get it back. Again, the Storm leading a 33-15 here tonight. Appreciate you listening in on a Friday night here. Kylie George will get it to the left side. 10 on the shot clock. They go to Shelby Mead at the high post, and they'll say she traveled. So 7:35 to go, third quarter. And UV will be back on defense. Their boys earned the 3 seed for the playoffs. I'll have to tell you about that next chance we get here on how that all worked out for the boys' playoffs. Afton has the ball. Olivia Harris-Morris puts up the left-handed shot. Won't go. Michaela Mills tries a rebound. That one won't go. Another rebound for Harris-Morris. She's fouled and will head to the line. With 7:20 to go in the third, it's still 33-15, but Harris-Morris is working hard. So in the boys' MAC standings, Delhi, Green, and UV were all tied for first. They'd all beaten each other. So the league tiebreakers to pull names out of a hat. So Delhi was pulled out first. They were the one seed. Then it went head-to-head. So Green had beaten UV in the regular season. So Green is 2, UV is 3, and Walton was 4. So that's how they came to the top 4 conclusion for the semifinals for the boys' MAC playoffs, which will start on Tuesday. Harris Morris can't get the first shot to go, but second shot coming from the line here for Olivia. This one is good. So Harris Morris is tied with teammate Casey East for the team high in points with 6 apiece. UV gets across midcourt. Megan White will find Sophie off already with a game high 14 points so far. Now to Kylie George, back for Sophie. They'll go to Shelby Mead at the high post, back out for Megan White. Pull-up jumper for White is off the mark and no good. Rebound here for Afton going to Sam Scholier. She is fouled. And so that'll be on Kylie George, her first and the team second. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Afton going left to right. They try to work it down low for Michaela Mills. Stolen away there by Kirsten White. And back up the floor for Megan White. White down low for Shelby Mead. A good look. Mead couldn't finish it off. Gets it again and is fouled with 6:42 to go, third quarter. So it's 33-16, and Shelby Mead will head to the line to shoot 2 here for the Storm. Trying to pick up another win. And even this time of year, even though it's the regular season finale, you already have your playoff seed. You know, it's an extra point or two that could help for sectionals. Mead's first shot is too strong off the back of the rim. Second shot coming here for Shelby. Again, 6:40 to go, third quarter. Here tonight on WCDO, we appreciate you listening in as Meade's second shot is good. So Mead now has 7 points, and it's 34-16 with 6:40 to go, third quarter. Harris Morris at the top of the key gets tied up. Kylie George with a steal. George wants to take off, take it coast to coast, puts it up and in. So Kylie George now with 6 points, and Unadilla Valley leads 36-16. Back up for Harris Morris. Thought about a 3, didn't pull the trigger. Goes to Mills. She does, and it's off the front of the rim, and a rebound, and a head for Sophie Off. Off stops. Goes back to Kylie George with 6:10 to go in the third. Back for Off, right side, who really started the game hot and hasn't looked to shoot so far in the third quarter. Trying an interior pass for Megan White. Pull-up jumper tries to bank that one. It won't go. Shelby Mead with a rebound. This one also won't find the bottom of the tin, and it goes out of bounds and back to Afton. So UV continues to lead 36-16 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Harris Morris comes across midcourt now for Afton, and will work it to the left side for Casey East, and she's fouled. Actually, it wasn't East, it was... Yes, it was. Okay. East went around a screen on that far side, and was shuffled down to the floor, and so the foul will be on Kirsten White, her first team's third. So the team foul situation, Afton with 1 and UV with 3. They go right back to East, and she's able to put it up and in. So Casey East now with 8 points, and it's 36-18 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Megan White with a long two-pointer. The lefty can't get it to go. Rebound for Mead. Her shot rolls around the rim, falls off, and back out now for Kylie George. Pull-up jumper. Dies on the front of the rim. Rebound again for Mead. Gets the shot to go. Count it, and she'll head to the line. Mead with 9 points, and she's looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with 5:18 to go in the third. So Shelby Mead with these 9 points will step to the line. I know she's heading to Hartwick next year, looking at playing soccer there for the Hawks. Mead gets the three-point play to go. She's got 10 points. Very good soccer player, can definitely play at the D3 level. I know she's been looking to hopefully play, and hopefully that'll happen next year for her at Hartwick. A steal now for Megan White, wants to take it the length of the court and puts it up and in. So White now has 5 points, and it's 41-18. Big little flurry there for UV as Mead got the three-point play, and then Megan White will add another 2, and Afton will throw it away. Harris Morris was looking for a backdoor cutter who wasn't there. Flies out of bounds with 4:53 to go in the third as UV leads 41-18. And so Kylie George will walk it up the floor, gets across the Storm logo there, and will look to set up shop and ruin offensive end of the floor. A little give and go with Sophie off is knocked away. Good defense by Casey East. East back down the floor, pulls it out, and looks for a bounce pass to Olivia Harris-Morris. Shot won't go. Harris-Morris can't get her own rebound. Rebound for UV, two on one if they can hurry. Ahead now to Shelby Mead. The pass from Megan White won't go down. Did everything but finish, but gets her own rebound. Tries it again and puts it in. Shelby Mead now with 12 points. And it's UV leading a 43-18 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Afton back up the floor, again going left to right. They're in the red with the black and white trim tonight. UV's in the home whites with the purple and the black. Scrappy defense here from Kylie George, but UV can't come up with a steal. Ball continues to bounce around as Afton tries to settle it down. It's loose in the paint off the leg there of Olivia Harris-Morris. A steal for UV. Numbers for UV if they can hurry. Here's Sophie off, leaving one off for Kirsten White, who puts it up and in. First bucket of the game there for White, and it's 45-18 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Here is East across the midcourt timeline for Afton. They go to Spooner. Pull-up jumper for Spooner is good. And Amanda Spooner puts it in for two, and it's 45-20. Good-looking jump shot there from Spooner. Now here's Kylie George dribbling through traffic. Won't go. Rebound for Mead, also off the back of the rim, and a rebound this time for Afton. Right at midcourt, they'll go to Harris-Morris, and she'll work her way across midcourt, looking to get the offense started for Afton. Harris-Morris, right side, wants a three ball. Too strong. Rebound for Shelby Mead. Mead sprints out of there, wants to take it herself. Passes on a good look on a bounce pass down low for Kylie George, and she puts it in. George now with 8 points. So you have Off with 14, Mead with 12, George with 8, and Megan White with 5. Some good balanced scoring tonight from the Storm as they lead 47-20 with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Pull-up jumper for Afton is no good, and Mead with another rebound. She's got to be close to a double-double with all these rebounds. Outlet pass for Sophie Off. Pulls it out, wants to reset the offense, and goes to Kylie George. Now for Megan White, left side. White will go into the corner for Shelby Mead, a long two-pointer, up and good. Mead now has 14, and it's 49-20 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Afton's going to take a timeout. We'll step away and be right back. Again, our score, the UV girls leading Afton, 49-20 tonight here in UV. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back once again. Nate Lull with you on WCDO tonight. Our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He'll be doing it tomorrow as well. Hey, I got a chance to interview all the coaches for tomorrow's Tri-Valley League Championship Contest. So we'll be playing those during our broadcast tomorrow. And I'm also going to put them up on Twitter probably late tonight or early tomorrow morning. So if you want to hear from any of the coaches that will be in tomorrow's contest, Edmiston boys, Morris boys, or Franklin girls, or Morris girls, we'll have all that information for you. Just a fun look into each team and how they got there and kind of where they're at right now before they head into tomorrow's championship game. I know everybody is really hungry to try to bring home that banner tomorrow for the Tri-Valley League Championship. 2:10 to go in the third. We're back underway. Afton with the basketball. The UV girls leading 49-20. A shot from Sofiana Gove won't go. And Megan White with a rebound for the Storm. So the Storm has kind of been mixing up their lineup throughout tonight's game. Some new players in after that timeout. As the ball gets worked back to Kayla Christian. Christian for Kylie George at the top of the key. Now for Megan White. 10 on the shot clock. They try an interior pass. We'll have a kick ball with a minute 43 to go in the third, and the ball will stay with UV. Jordan Nichols will check back in for Afton, and Olivia Harris-Morris to the bench for the Crimson Knights. So UV will get it in. Keach with a pull-up jumper, left it short. Rebound for Nichols and an outlet pass. And the Knights are looking to run. They try to pass one ahead for Sofiana Gove. She was knocked off her feet. They didn't get a call. And UV will get it back up the midcourt after they took the ball away with a minute 25 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for Kylie George. 15 on the shot clock for UV. They'll pump it to the interior here for Converse. And she lost control of it, rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Afton with a minute 15 to go in the third. So UV has just shot the ball very well tonight. I've seen them several times this year throughout the season. Early on, caught them a lot. Came over to their Christmas tournament, but this is the best I've seen them shoot for sure. Minute 10 to go in the third. Traveling violation on Afton as McKaylee Huffman tried a little pump fake there on a baseline drive and came up empty, shuffled her feet, travel. So UV will get it back. If the Storm could keep this up, they'll play at DH in the playoffs on Monday. It's a good matchup. Of course, anytime you play DH, you have to deal with their sophomore sensation, Lacey Drake, who went over the 1,000-point mark earlier this year. And she did it here at UV against the Storm. Here's Keach with a drive, gets into the paint. She's fouled with 48 seconds to go in the third, UV leading 49-20. But if UV could keep this momentum going, DH is playing very, very well now. They beat Tioga on the road last night, a non-leaguer, so they're going to be a tough one as well. That's in the 5-8 game. UV's the 8, DH the 5. So Keach will settle in. First shot is too strong. Won't rattle in. Second shot coming here for Keach. Again, 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Keach will shoot her second shot. She's 0 for 1. Make that 0 for 2. And Afton will come up with the basketball. Off the miss. Here is Gove. Good move at midcourt. Gets into the offensive set. Now it's stolen away by Kylie George of UV. They'll come up on 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 49-20. Here's Megan White. Pass for Keach down low on the baseline. The pull-up jumper is good. Keach with 4 points, and everyone except two girls have scored tonight so far for UV. So Keach now with 4 points, the assist to Megan White. Left side for Afton. They try a three ball with Mallory Carmen. Skims off the front of the rim, won't go down. A jump ball on the rebound will keep it here with the Knights with 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. UV leading at 51-20. Spooner will inbound it for the Lady Knights. They'll work it back to Carmen. Mallory Carmen into the corner now for Gove. She lost it. Pass was too tall for her. Sails out of bounds. Goes back to UV with 6.6 seconds to go in this third quarter. Let's see if they can get a shot off. They'll get to midcourt with Kylie George. She let it roll, so she got some extra time. Back for White. Steps in for a long two with the buzzer. Rattles out. And that'll do it for the third quarter. One quarter left. And the UV girls lead 51-20. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back once again. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. And so we're back underway. UV with the basketball and the UV Lady Storm leading 51-20. Here over Afton to start the fourth quarter. A pull-up jumper here is No good, but a foul, and Keach will head to the line. Sorry, I couldn't quite see through the sea of people down in the paint who they were going to send to the line here, and it is Keach, and she'll shoot two early in the fourth quarter for the UV Lady Storm. Keach's first shot is off the mark and no good. Again, Tri-Valley League Championship tomorrow. The Morris boys taking on Edmiston at 5 o'clock. We'll have that on the air. And then the Franklin girls and Morris at 7. Those games are at Hartwick College tomorrow, in case you're interested. Keach misses the second shot, but Afton will come up with a rebound with Gove. Gove ahead now for Mallory Carmen. Her shot won't go down. Rebound out to Jordan Nichols. Fires one up, hits off the front of the rim. Didn't have enough spice on it. Falls to the ground, and UV will come up with the basketball. Here's Kylie George across midcourt. Goes to Keach. Keach with the pump fake. She traveled. And it'll go back to UV with 7:22 to go in the fourth quarter. And so back to Afton. And I'll go across midcourt here with Mallory Carmen. Carmen to the right side wants to fire one up. It's an air ball, but Afton is there for a rebound for Jordan Nichols, but had it ripped out of her hands, and Kylie George will get across midcourt. A minute gone in the fourth quarter, and it's 51-20. UV is leading the Afton girls. Now they'll go to Keach and to the high post for Courtright. Turnaround shot won't go. Rebound opportunity is up and good for Claire Converse. She's able to put it in. And so everybody on the roster except for one has now gotten on the score sheet tonight for UV. Here is Carmen on a baseline drive with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball is loose, scooped up by UV on the rebound. And Kylie George will do the point guard duties and bring it up once again with 6:25 to go fourth quarter. Here is Keach left side. We'll work it to Converse. Now back out for Keach. Pull up jumper, banks it in. Keach from downtown. She's got seven. Gets it to go, and it's 56-20 with 6:10 to go fourth quarter. Gove is across midcourt now. Good-looking shot there from Keach, and the bank was good to her. Bank was open. Afton with the basketball again, going left to right. Here at midcourt, they'll go to Gove. Gove wants to fire up a three ball. It's too strong. Rebound for Jordan Nichols. She's fighting for it. Wrestling and scrambling back out for Gove. Her jumper is short. Rebound tied up in the paint, and we're going to have a foul with 5:50 to go fourth quarter. So the foul is going to be on Unadilla Valley, will be on Keach, her first, team's first. Team foul situation here in the fourth quarter, each team with one apiece. Afton will get it in, 5:45 to go fourth quarter. They'll pass it down low. No, stolen away by Kylie George. George will look to bring it back up the floor here for the UV Storm. Go back to Keach. Keach pulls up again, won't go down. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. It's loose on the baseline. Afton will come away with the basketball with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Gove will look to get to midcourt. Gove will get across the halfway mark at the top of the key. Gove will work it to the far side. Now back for Jordan Nichols. Her jumper is short and out of bounds. 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away, take a quick timeout. 56-20 is the score. UV on top of Afton on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:50 to go, fourth quarter. 56-20 is the score as the UV girls are on top of Afton here tonight in the MAC regular season finale. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Turnaround shot here right out of the timeout for Afton. Sam Scolier is fouled and will head to the line here to shoot two for the Crimson Knights. And so Scolier will step in, still looking for her first points of the night. Leading scorer for Afton is Casey East with 8. Olivia Harris-Morris with six. Scolier's first shot is short. And second shot coming up. Again, 56-20 the score. As the playoffs will start next week, Afton is the 11th seed. UV is the 8th seed in the MAC playoffs, which start on Monday. And the championship game will be next Friday down at the BU Event Center at Binghamton University. Second shot for Scolier won't go down. UV with a rebound, 4.5 to go. It's 56-20, a pass to the high post. Stolen away here by Afton, but then taken back. And we'll have a traveling violation by Kirsten White at the foul line. So she had it, lost it, got it back, and then traveled. So again, 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 56-20. A pass to Jordan Nichols at the high post. She tries a pull-up jumper, gets it to go. Jordan Nichols with her second bucket of the night, and it's 56-22 with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Megan White to Shelby Mead at the high post. Mead looking for Kirsten White. Turnaround shot is good for White, and she now has 4 points. It's 58-22 with 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. The Storm are on top here of Afton on their home floor. Shot from Jordan Nichols is a bullet and ricochets off. Back up the floor now for the UV Storm. Here's Keach on the baseline. Back out as they'll work it around with 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Megan White to the high post for her sister. Back into the corner for Shelby Mead. Swish. Mead now with 16, and it's 60-22 with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. The UV girls on top looking to put the icing on the cake here against Afton. Here is Casey East straight away. Three, got it. Casey East with 11 points now, and it's 60-25 with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. East, the first player into double figures for Afton. Megan White throws this one away, and it'll go back here to the Crimson Knights with 3:05 to go. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game here tonight. So we'll select two from UV and one from Afton. As Afton will work the ball down on the baseline, knocked out of bounds with 2:55 to go fourth quarter. Yeah, busy times ahead. We will have the MAC championship on the air next Friday. I believe those games are at 6 and 8. I'll have to double-check. But we'll have both of those games down from the Event Center. Boys and girls at MAC Championships on Friday the 15th. We'll see who gets there. Shot from Afton in the corner. That was East again. It won't go down. It was off the mark and a rebound by Shelby Mead and across midcourt for Megan White. 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. The UV girls are ahead 60-25. Head coach Brandy Whitbeck is going to go to the bench here at the next opportunity. Bring in some other players. Pass from Kayla Christian is out of bounds. 2:25 to go in the fourth. We'll step away again for 30 seconds with the score. UV 60, Afton 25. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sidney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Our score, UV girls leading Afton 60-25. Afton girls will have the ball as Megan White will head to the bench. So all these starters are out now for UV except Sophie Off. She had 14 at halftime, hasn't scored in the second half, but is had a really good game. She really helped UV put their foot on the gas early and pull away. So 1:55 to go, fourth quarter. Shot from Afton is no good, but falls out of bounds. Will stay with the Crimson Knights. So they'll inbound on the baseline. And Michaela Mills will get the ball in to find Mallory Carmen. Carmen in the corner, back out for Scolier. Far side looking for Huffman, who tries the three. It's too strong. Rebound back out for Afton. With 1:45 to go, they trail 60-25. Right side for Huffman. Good pump fake. Works it down low for Mills at the right low block. Back out Huffman. 10 on the shot clock. Again for Mills on the interior. Turnaround shot. The bank is too strong. Rebound for Sophie off with 90 seconds left here in this one. Across midcourt for Kylie George. Finding Sophie off. A bounce pass to the high post is intercepted by Huffman of Afton. Back down the right side of the floor. Good look across. Pull-up jumper is good there for Carmen. She gets it to go. And it's 60-27 with a minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. George is across midcourt as UV looks to eat a little clock here as we come up on a minute to go. Bounce pass to the interior. Now back out for Sophie off. 15 on the shot clock. Left side for Kylie George. Back for off. Now to George again. Pass to the interior for Courtright. Back out. A jumper for Kayla Christian is too strong. Rebound with 45 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Ahead now for Carmen on the breakaway layup. It's up and good. So Carmen with 4 points, and it's 60-29. So Afton, got to give them a lot of credit tonight. They have not given up despite being in a big hole. With 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter, now a steal by Sam Scholier. And ahead for Huffman. Huffman will dish one off for Carmen. Her shot rolls around the rim. Ball is loose off the miss. And back out for Afton, but they throw it into the backcourt. Kylie George trying to get there first, but it'll be an over and back as Scholier was able to touch up. With 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 60-29 the score. As UV with 17 seconds left will perhaps have the last possession and run this one out. Oh, I was going to say, I spoke too soon. The ball went through the hands there of Kayla Christian, but it was last touched by Afton. So 11 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Back to midcourt at Kylie George. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show, as I said, coming up. We'll hand out our awards. You won't want to miss who has those tonight. A steal by Afton right at the buzzer with 1 second left. And they're going to whistle a foul here on Kylie George. But this one is all but over with 1 second left and UV leading at 60-29. And so Afton will inbound the basketball one last time before this one goes final. They'll get it in on the baseline, and a shot at the buzzer is no good on that left side from Mallory Carmen. Post-game show coming up as UV defeats Afton in a girls' MAC contest tonight, 60-29 on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Unadilla Valley as the UV girls defeat Afton 60-29. Our scoring summary tonight, 16 points from Shelby Mead, 14 for Sophie Off, followed by 8 from Kylie George, 7 from Melinda Keach, and then 5 from Megan White, 4 apiece for Kayla Christian and Kirsten White, and then 2 for Claire Converse. On the other side for Afton, 11 points from Casey East, 6 from Olivia Harris-Morris, 4 apiece from Jordan Nichols and Mallory Carmen, 2 for Sofiana Gove and Amanda Spooner. Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight, folks. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Shelby Mead, a game-high 16 points for UV. So Shelby Mead is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I want to give that to Olivia Harris-Morris tonight from Afton. Thought she was great, had a bunch of steals, and was really solid on the defensive end for Afton. So she will get our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go with Sophie Off tonight, the sophomore from UV. Came out and had 14 points in the first half, 12 in the first quarter, and was really, really good. So Sophie Off is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. That's going to do it. We'll be at the Tri-Valley Championships tomorrow. The boys are at 5 o'clock, girls are at 7 up at Hartwick College, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our WCDO studios, and he'll be back on with me tomorrow as we get set for those Tri-Valley games and then a full week of MAC stuff ahead. It's going to be great. So I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final score tonight, UV defeats Afton 60-29. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow on CDO Sports.